Good afternoon, Coach. Thank you for joining us in the zone today. How are you?
Good. Good afternoon. How are you guys?
We're good.
Coach, good.
We're kind of all over the place. Joe's in the studio, and this is Justin. I'm over at one location is where you get ready for the first day of baseball. And, Pat, your old buddy's hanging over at Markham Street Grill and Pub watching some baseball and talking some basketball. So it's we're just trying to kind of keep it corralled here a little bit.
Okay. I bet you Pat's down to eat, too, as well.
You know this.
Couple of bratwursts, that's all. I got to stay healthy, Coach.
You looked really healthy to me last time I saw you.
First thing he did, he was looking at those buttons. My buttons were screaming because they were about to pop off of my shirt. But I got dressed up for you, Coach. You know that.
You did. You did. How you doing? Everybody good?
Everybody
yes,
good.
Doing fantastic.
Coach, we know you're comfortable, obviously, in Arkansas with your history here, but Pat's dad and I both have the same question. Have you settled in yet? Or when are you planning to get everything moved and get your family settled in Fayetteville?
Well, everything's been such a whirlwind. And here one day and there the next day. And actually right now I'm down at the Final Four. We had a series of meetings and the commitments that we had to do to come down here. And I'm anxious to get back and really get on the basketball court. I think that's where I'm really in my element. But there are some things that we've got to do before we get to that point. And hopefully by next week we'll have our staff in place there. So. But in terms of me actually doing the physical move, it's going to be probably maybe another month before that takes place.
Coach, when you were first approached by the Arkansas job, what were your impressions on outside looking in of where it was and your envision of where you could take it?
Well, I think, you know, as someone started visiting with me about it, you know, of course, I talked to a lot of former players, as a matter of fact, and I think they remember how it was, and with that being said, I guess, you know, there's a lot of tradition here, and there's a lot of pride in what took place here at the University of Arkansas, and I guess in my mind, you know, can we recoup that? Can we take that to another level? And so as you're making decisions, you know, my goal is to win a national championship. Well, obviously, it's been done that before, and I think when you talk about familiarity, and not only that, knowing the lay of the land, and knowing the passion that Arkansas fans have, not only the passion, but I think, but the knowledge they have, especially when you talk about up-tempo basketball. I think it's all those things played in, as well as I have a lot of history there in Arkansas. With that being said, I'm excited to be there and be in charge of the basketball program and really get that thing going again.
Coach, there's a lot of people who've been asking about your style. And what they remember is, of course, full court press and style. Get up and run and execute is one of the things that we always used to talk about. But can you just explain a little bit of your pressure defense? I think there's so many people who maybe get a little confused when they think of just pressing. And will that work anymore? Because it was, you know, back in, you know, early 90s when it kind of just came on the scene, not a lot of people have seen it. But talk about your style, your offensive style, and your defensive styles to get people a lot more familiar with it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Pat. We play, up-tempo and style of basketball. We're going to attack you from a defensive standpoint, and we're going to attack you offensively. But we want to be unpredictable. So in the back of everybody's mind, you know, when they think about 40 minutes of hell or pressure defense, they think about pressing all the time. But I think if they go back and look at the archives and look at those teams, especially with Oliver Miller and Todd Day and that bunch. And even as we got Pat Bradley here or Kareem Reed, I mean, we were unpredictable. We pressured, but everybody in their mind, they prepare for the pressure defense. But I think we do hang our hats on our defense. And I think our defense, whether people will understand it, is to me, is more effective in a half court. You know, when you got the full court, all you're doing is just trying to create tempo. In the half court, the court's confined, and I think that's where our defense is really at its best. And we created a lot of easy opportunities from our defense. But offensively, we want to attack you as well. So it's kind of like we're giving you a double dose. We're going to get after you on defense, and we're going to attack you offensively. And we want to execute. We're not just going to run it down and just jack it up. We're going to take good shots. And if you look at the stats from the Missouri teams or even the Arkansas teams, we were one of the leading assist teams in the country. We shot a high field goal percentage. We shared the basketball. So, again, there's a lot of method to the madness, but it's not just run and gun. And not only that, we use a variety of defenses. as well.
I think it's interesting because one of the other questions that you hear a lot of people say is what type of player succeeds in that style of play? And, you know, everyone gets confused with you need those super-duper athletes, but they don't realize just kind of how you said that even your half-court defense is so much more effective because of the confined area. So could you just talk about what player, if there's any particular player that succeeds in the style of game that you guys are playing?
Well, first of all, I want winners, and I want guys that want to play to win, I think, more than anything else. At the same time, you got to have some talented players, and all of them are going to run and jump and do all those things, obviously in an ideal situation. But when you put a team together, I think you got to me, it's like having a car. You got different pieces, different parts. You got the engine, you got the spark plug, you got the ignition, you got the pistons, you got all those things. And so when I say that, I'm talking about I love basketball players. Basketball is a game about making good decisions. And so all of them, you look at Oliver Miller. Oliver Miller, he wasn't a guy that got up and down the court, but his basketball IQ, he was, to me, one of the more talented players we've ever had at the University of Arkansas. To me, it's all about guys that understand the game. And that's why when you watch teams that were at Arkansas or my teams at UAB or even my teams at Missouri, you had different pieces and different kinds of players. But I think the most important thing, you want guys that really understand the game and play instinctively as well.
Coach, I appreciate using Oliver Miller in that situation instead of Pat, because everybody always points to Pat as the non-athletic guy that thrived in that system. So I'm sure he appreciates that because it hurts his feelings because people always pointed him as the most non-athletic guy who succeeded under Coach Richardson and in the style that you bring to the court.
Oh, he knows. He's Justin, I'm glad he hung up on you. He was insulted by that comment.
He knows you're a hacky. Coach, you with us?
Yeah, sorry about that. I had technical difficulties here. I'm in Houston and at the start of the Final Four, and hopefully here in the near future that we're going to have those Razorbacks here.
You know, Coach, they're still mad at you guys for all the damage you did in the Southwest Conference tournament over there. Texas still holds a grudge.
Well, we hope they didn't take it personal, but that was part of it. That's part of the winning formula.
So, Pat was talking about players, Coach, and obviously, and it's been pretty well documented that, you know, job one was, you know, getting on the recruiting trail, and whether it was re-recruiting the guys on campus or trying to, you know, recommit the guys that you had signed, just, you know, talk about that, and then I guess some of the other top priorities for you in coming to campus and things to kind of settle yourself in there and things you consider the top priorities.
Well, I'll tell you what, one of the priorities, even after the day after my press conference, was get out and make sure we go and get the kids that were already signed in full. And so we had a chance to go visit with all those families, and we'll go and see them again. But I thought everything went well, and those guys are excited about what's getting ready to take place. And it was one of more of those, hey, get to know Mike Anderson, and obviously hopefully the next time we'll have some of my staff members and they get a chance to meet them as well. And then not only that, now you got to make sure the guys on your campus, you know, are doing the right things. In terms of they're coming off spring break, so you got to make sure you got to connect with them. So I've had a chance to do that and looking forward to getting back there next week and really get started working on with our individual workouts and skill drills and just trying to get deep into what's going to take place on the floor as well as off of the floor.
Coach, I couldn't tell from watching the press conference on television, but I did see your wife introduced, and I saw that Jeff Long, you know, gave her some flowers and, again, wanted to make her feel welcome. My understanding was, though, that she was pretty emotional during the press conference. Talk about that side of it, too, and the family and all that, because obviously it's a return home not only for you but for your family back to Fayetteville. Just talk about the discussions you had with her and a little bit, if you would, or whatever you'd be willing to share with us, and then, you know, why you think she was so emotional coming back and what that process has been like for her.
Well, you got to remember, 9 years ago we were in the same place, and of course, it seemed like we've kind of been on a journey. And I think it was a tough decision. And, of course, we sat down as a family and, you know, to figure out which direction we're going to go. So to come into that arena, a place that we're so familiar with, and to see all the atmosphere, I mean, the love. I mean, you see former players from all different eras. You see people that you're familiar with. Some of her best friends were there. And not only that, to see almost 6,000 Razorback fans welcome us back to Arkansas I mean, that could take your breath away. And I think for her, I think it kind of hit her that we're here. Not necessarily what was taking place, but we're back in a place where she actually, we were raising our family. We raised our kids. And so that catches up with us, which at some point in time.
Coach, before we let you go, I know you got a lot of business down there. It'd be interesting to talk to you, see all the congratulations you got down there from the other coaches. But you got a chance to throw out that first pitch at the baseball game at Dickey Stevens. You were a little high and outside, and it almost looked like you were getting ready to brush somebody off the plate. I mean, at Baum Stadium.
Yeah, it was. I saw Albert Pujols up there on the plate, and I said, hey, you know what? I got to back him up a little bit. But, no, I think when you look at the culmination of all the things that took place in that day, you know, I wish I had a do-over, so hopefully I have another chance. I can get across the plate, trust me. I've done it like 3 or 4 times, okay? But here's the thing about it now. I got it to the glove. You know,
that's
most
right.
People, they get up on the mound, and they don't get any, they throw it into the ground, so... but I did play a little baseball, so the reception out there was unbelievable, and again, it just tells me I'm at the right place. The Razorback fans are some of the most passionate fans you're ever going to see, and I know what they're thirsty for, I know what they're hungry for, and we're excited and to put a product out there that they will be proud of from a standpoint on and off the floor.
Coach, if you do what we expect and what fans are hoping, you know, that you're going to be able to accomplish there, they may name the pitcher's mound after you, so... You know, you're gonna leave your mark, I think, and you'll definitely get another chance to get out there and throw another pitch, I would think. That would be an easy one.
Well, again, we're certainly excited, and there's a lot of work to be done. And so with that being said, I can't wait to get back there and roll my sleeves up and just really get at it.
Are you watch pro baseball at all, Coach? You a pro baseball fan?
Say it again?
Are you a pro baseball fan at all?
Well, I tell you what, when I was there, I got a chance to go see the Cardinals play and the Royals play, and that was exciting, you know. But you got to remember now, I like to do things fast. So inning or two is enough for me. Let's get it on. You know, I like fast-paced football. I had a chance to visit with Coach Petrino, and I'm looking forward to really seeing Razorback Stadium filled to the brim with Razorback fans and watching this team perform.
Coach, we appreciate you, man, for giving us a call, giving us some time, and we're looking forward to it. The only thing now, we got to wait till October for Midnight Madness. I don't know if I can wait that long.
Well, we got to get some things in place and get these guys ready and get them in tune to what's going to take place. We had one workout, and it was for like 45 minutes. I think they last about half of it. So, and that was just an introduction to what's going to take place.
Right. Coach, appreciate it. Have fun down there and enjoy it. And we will talk to you soon and see you soon. Thanks again.
Okay. Hey, thanks for having me, guys.